This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Give it to Turner. Going to the right side at the five. Michael Turner's a
who to start, who to sit, who's a sleeper, and who's a bust. A weekly look at the upcoming weekend in fantasy football from a Patriots perspective.
Back to throw, look, fires over the middle, clock, rush, rush, and touchdown. Welcome.
And from all around the NFL.
It's Garrett Lynch, and he's got it. It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald.
Ask your fantasy questions, hear from the experts, and let us be your weekly cheat sheet. Now, here's our resident fantasy geek. Guru Brian Lowe.
Welcome into the Fantasy Lowdown, Patriots.com radio. My name is Brian Lowe, taking you through fantasy playoff week number one in many cases, maybe fantasy playoff week number two. Granted, you get to this point with the playoffs, a limited audience of listeners and fantasy football managers who are still alive. I, unfortunately, am not one of them. Neither is Jason. A sad, sad, sad year in fantasy football.
Playoffs? Playoffs?
For the host of this show.
Playoffs?
My resignation is not imminent, but of my three leagues, I didn't make the playoffs in any one of them. Unless the consolation round is considered the playoffs. I'm still alive, I guess. Hadn't worked out all that well for me this year. I don't know how to explain it. I guess I'm not the guru.
I'm not the brightest
Jason
guy in the world.
Thinks I am.
Never thought that once.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world. Never pretended to be, but
guy in the world.
Enough. Anyways, in the B low league, I finished, a robust seventh, right in that hearty middle there, and 7-6-1, had a chance at the playoffs going into the final week, and had a huge week, but I needed a lot of help and didn't quite get it. So I find myself in the consolation round against the number six team, OJ's Dynasty. And, our congratulations to our top four teams. The playoffs will be James and Wales, the number one team, against B-Low's only emailer. And as we'll show over the course of this hour, the term B-Low's only emailer, far, far from accurate.
You were lying your ass off.
We've got a lot of emails today, as we have every week. So, B-Low's only emailer, I appreciate you getting my name and your title. Not the case. But that's a 1-4 matchup. 2-3, the Generators and Steve's Spanners. So good luck to all four.
Talk about the Generators making a run. For somebody who never played fantasy football before is in the playoffs.
5 straight wins from going 4-5 to start out. And probably, I'm not sure how low she was at any given point, probably like 9 or 10. 4-5, wins 5 straight to go 9-5 and the number 2 seed. So
not that it's saying much. I think I remember getting an email from her earlier in the season when she was shocked that she beat me for her first win of the year.
Which no one should ever be shocked at beating you.
No.
She beat me as well though. So I think soon after after you. So so there you have it. 1-4, congratulations to them. Jason, no surprise, finishing in 12th, and really no one else really in contention there. We've got a couple of consolation round games. Kent Kamikaze against the Hooligans, 5-8, and OJ's Dynasty against myself, the Lowdown, in the 6-7 for the title of first ever winner of the B-Low Fantasy Football League. And congratulations to whoever that might be. We'll update how the first round of the playoffs go next week. A lot to get to in this next hour here on the Fantasy Lowdown. Lots of emails, as I mentioned. People asking who to start, who to sit. A lot of intrigue with
who's
a lot of
injuries. Who's a sleeper and who's a bust?
Who's a sleeper and who's a bust? A lot of intrigue with some big-name players that, some question marks going into this week. Tonight, Indianapolis against Jacksonville. Anytime Indianapolis is playing, obviously that has some fantasy football meaning with Peyton Manning and those guys, and I happen to think that maybe Peyton Manning and all the starters won't play the whole game, but I think tonight we're going to see them get quite a bit of time. Granted, they're coming off a short week and all that, but I think if you have starters on the Indianapolis offense, Manning, Adai, Reggie Wayne, Dallas Clark, Austin Collie, you're probably going to want to start them, depending on who else you have available. And as far as Jacksonville, Maurice Jones-Drew is a good starting candidate, but other than that, not a whole lot in Jacksonville. So that's the Thursday night game tonight, and obviously a full schedule of games coming up. We'll talk about some of those matchups and get your emails. webradio@patriots.com, webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is our phone number, and we're going to be joined in a little bit by some people who we've had on the show before, some of my all-time favorite people in this building here at Gillette Stadium, those people, and then someone else as well. No, I'm kidding. We'll have some great guests, people who are in fantasy football leagues that are in the playoffs. So unlike me, they can actually talk about what it's like to be in the playoffs right now and really get down and dirty on some of these question marks as far as who to start and who to sit. The emails have been coming in, and we welcome yours as well. We're going to get right to them, and we're going to start with really when it comes to emails having to do with fantasy football. You know, listen. This is not life and death, and unfortunately, of course, in the NFL today, there are life and death issues with Chris Henry's death, and certainly send our thoughts over to the Bengals organization. But when it comes to fantasy football, this email right here, boy, it had to be tough for William Berry, again, relative to fantasy football, to get by. William writes in, Brian, my team, the Waiver Wire Wonders, were in fourth place and reasonably assured of making the postseason. I just had to not lose my last game with a bad score. I could not watch the games. So when I checked in and saw Randy Moss had gotten me 40 points, I was happy. Then I saw the decimal point before the four. Then I saw the negative sign. I lost my last game, get this, 69.2 to 68.9. If I had started an inactive instead of Randy Moss, I'd be in the playoffs. I'd be made fun of, but I'd be alive. William, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that really is a devastating situation. Randy Moss, if he had given you zero, you would have won by 0.1 points. I feel for you, William. I really do. But William goes on, my question is for those that made the playoffs despite Moss. Do you start him next week against Buffalo? Seriously, I can see Belichick's problem. Does he really put a special teamer in there for Moss, being Sam Aiken? On my bench, we have Macklin and Manningham. No great shakes, but not minus 0.4. Well, I can tell you this, William. The Randy Moss question is certainly one that people are going to be debating tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, really right up until Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'd be stunned if he's inactive. Obviously, he's taken a lot of grief and a lot of criticism for the way his game turned out on Sunday against Carolina, touching the ball only once and having it a 16-yard gain finish as a fumble. But what I can tell you is this. I can go through some of the rankings that different websites have for him. Greg Rosenthal on the Goal Line Stand, who we refer to quite a bit, has Randy Moss ranked sixth this week among all wide receivers at Buffalo. That, to me, is a little high. And honestly, that's a little high based, not even considering what happened last week. Randy Moss is on a terrible slide. 11 catches in his last four games, just six in the last three games. And other than his 58-yard touchdown against Miami, it's been certainly one of the greatest slumps that Randy Moss has had. But going into Buffalo, I mean, we saw what happened in the Patriots-Buffalo game last year in December with the heavy wind. Now, I don't know if we're going to see extreme conditions like that this week, but it's not going to be pleasant out there. There's probably going to be a wind element. It's probably going to be more of a ground game. Might be tough to get Randy Moss involved. I still think he's maybe top 12 or 15 among wide receivers because Randy Moss is that great of a threat to break one. Even during the slump, he had a 58-yard touchdown against Miami. You don't want that to be on your bench. But if we look at ESPN, four different gentlemen who have their rankings, Randy Moss is seventh according to Eric Carabell, but then 10th, 11th, and 19th. Matthew Berry of ESPN.com has Randy Moss 19th among wide receivers, and he's got Steve Smith of the of Carolina, Greg Jennings ahead of him, T.O. ahead of him, Randy Moss 19th. So the Randy Moss factor for this week, certainly very much up in the air. As in a lot of situations, it depends on who else you have. Now, in the case that William Berry gives us, Jeremy Macklin, Mario Manningham, or Randy Moss, I'm still probably going Moss. Still probably going Moss there. So, boy, I can't imagine there are too many people who directly lost because of Moss in the way that William did. But, William, I feel for you. Feel your pain. Sorry you're not in the playoffs. I guess that's just the way it goes in the world of fantasy football. Webradio at Patriots.com is our email address. A bunch of stardom or shitdom questions to get to. We're going to bring someone into the studio in just a few minutes to help us get through some of these emails and also talk about some of his own question marks and who to start, who to sit for this coming week. But here's one email that I found very intriguing that we came in, that came in today. This is from Connor. Hi, Brian. Connor here from Ireland. It's playoff time in my league, and I have a good problem with my running backs. I have to choose two between Lawrence Maroney, Frank Gore, Ray Rice, and Steven Jackson. I've chosen Ray Rice because he has bailed me out so many times before, and I'm trusting him on Sunday. And Maroney because this Sunday will be run first in Buffalo, right? It's so close between Maroney and Gore, I've decided against Jackson already. What would you do with this dilemma? Thanks for your help. I'm feeling the pressure this week. Well, first of all, let's just start with the easy situation here, and that's Ray Rice. Ray Rice is a must-start against pretty much any opponent these days. He absolutely tore up Detroit. Now, Jason and I could tear up Detroit, but he still got the job done. They face Chicago this week, and I'm saying go ahead with Ray Rice. Now, your other three, I'll tell you, you got some tough choices here, as you mentioned. Maroney, Gore, Steven Jackson. Gore has had some huge performances this year, but they've been fairly inconsistent. Usually they've been at home, including last week, Monday night, against Arizona. And, you know, Gore this week is going on the road to Philadelphia. Philadelphia, a pretty good run defense, a pretty good defense overall. And Frank Gore hasn't really been able to string them together too often this year. So I'm not sure I like Frank Gore too much this week. Steven Jackson, it's one of those age-old problems. He's really it. He's all St. Louis has. Keith Null is that quarterback. They've got really no other weapons. So the question is Steven Jackson going to get virtually every touch imaginable? And hence, at some point, he's going to break one. He might not get great yards per carry average, but he might break one. He might get a touchdown here or there. Or is it one of those where the running back in a brutal offense is just downgraded that much? Not that Houston is any fantastic defense. They're middle of the pack, and they're 20th in rushing defense. So I wouldn't write off Steven Jackson, but I wouldn't necessarily say he's a great bet. Now, here's my thought on Lawrence Maroney. I think this is the week we see Fred Taylor back, or at least I thought, until I was given the injury report and saw the injury report just a few minutes ago. He did not practice today with his ankle injury. So that's that means that Fred Taylor may have suffered a setback in coming back from injury. He practiced on Friday 2 weeks ago, Thursday and Friday last week, and was back out there at least in limited action yesterday. Now, not practicing today could be either managing his reps at practice over the course of the week, letting him practice Wednesday and then Friday, and he will play Sunday, or it could have been a setback. Hard to tell right now. Really hard to tell until tomorrow. That factors into the Lawrence Maroney, to how good Lawrence Maroney will be on Sunday. I think Lawrence Maroney is going to be handling a lot of the kickoff returns for the team going forward, which means because of how deep they might be at running back with Sammy Morris, Kevin Faulk, potentially Fred Taylor, I think that not brings Lawrence Maroney down a few notches. But if Fred Taylor can't go on Sunday, I think you go with Lawrence Maroney along with Ray Rice, as you mentioned there, Connor, because of that. Now, if Fred Taylor is available, that takes some carries away from Lawrence Maroney. I truly believe that. But if we're looking at Greg Rosenthal's rankings, he's got Ray Rice ranked third this week, Frank Gore sixth, Steven Jackson 15th, Lawrence Maroney 19th. So, you know, sort of all in the same category. He likes Frank Gore a little more than I do. I think you've got to go Rice, and right now it's a toss-up. Monitor the Fred Taylor situation. I don't like Frank Gore that high because I think he hasn't had huge games on the road and he hasn't strung them together. To me, it's between Steven Jackson and Maroney. I say I might give the edge. I might lean slightly towards Steven Jackson right now. But if Fred Taylor doesn't go, you know, we could probably go with Lawrence Maroney in that spot. So great email there, Connor. And like you said, it's a good problem to have, but you're still going to be itching as you set your lineup and watch these games and wonder if you made the right move. It's hard to say. Hard to say in many ways, Connor, but we appreciate you checking in with that question. Webradio@patriots.com is our email address, webradio@patriots.com. There's a couple of there's a player that I want to bring up. That kind of unknown, Arian Foster. We were talking about Steven Jackson, but also in that game, the Houston-St. Louis game, the Houston running back situation is certainly up in the air. And Ryan Motes has gotten the bulk of the load, along with Chris Brown, with Steve Slayton now on injured reserve. But Arian Foster is a guy you've got to keep in mind. And it seems like Gary Kubiak, the Houston coach, has sort of disparaged Ryan Motes a little bit because of fumbling problems, blocking problems, and it seems like Arian Foster is going to get quite a few of the reps. Here's what David Richards says on CBSSportsLine.com. When they do run, figure Ryan Motes to see the majority of reps at first, though the team likes what it has in rookie Arian Foster and could continue to give him playing time, especially if they build a big lead in the second half. Just something to keep in mind, if you've got Ryan Motes and you figure, well, Steve Slayton's out, it's all Ryan Motes. It's not all Ryan Motes. Arian Foster is a guy to keep in mind. This is the Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com Radio, and I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to welcome back a gentleman from the marketing department here in the Patriots, Chris. And Chris, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I believe it was Thanksgiving week. Got some intro music coming up here. I believe it was Thanksgiving week, and we talked about your lineup, and you were pretty optimistic about making the playoffs with your team. And your team name again?
The Foxborough Stardigans.
Right, and you have a great team name also in your league, Kibbles and Vic.
Oh, Kibbles and Vic. Yeah.
Right, right. Foxborough Stardigans, though, is your team. And, you know, we went through some of your some situations that you had. Even talked about some of your some decisions you might have to make. Talking about freezers. But it's crunch time. It's playoff time. Give us a little bit of a word on where you stand right now, how the season finished up for you, and what you got going into the playoffs here.
Well, Bilo, as you said, going into that week, I needed a win. I needed 2 wins to make the playoffs. I got my 2 wins. I'm in the playoffs. Last week, I played Kibbles and Vic again, first round of the playoffs. I knocked them off 101-68, killed them, had a great week from a variety of guys. I moved on to the semifinals. I'm playing the Gotham Jokers.
Oh, great.
And they finished in first place in my division and, of course, finished in third. So I'm playing them, but for some reason I'm projected to win.
For some reason. Well, hey, congratulations, and that's right. You already had a playoff week last week. Give us a few of your question marks going into this week. It's a critical week.
It's a critical week. Again, I go back to running back. Beanie Wells has not done much, and it's a combination of the Arizona offense, I believe. They obviously were struggling against San Francisco, which may have been just a blip in the radar, not something we should expect. I think he should have a good week because, again, they're trying to win the NFC West, and I think that they're going to have to play more of a well-rounded offense. I did hear your comments earlier. Arian Foster is a guy who's available in my league. I passed on him, and I picked up Chris Jennings from Cleveland. They were both projected to get similar points, and I believe, I forget who Cleveland's playing this week, but again, not someone who's very good.
No, Cleveland is it's you know, there's so many terrible teams in the league this year that pretty much every week you get one of those just dog messes of a game.
Right.
Cleveland, Kansas City for
there
your for your viewing
is.
Pleasure.
Yep.
Now that being said, Kansas City has an abysmal defense, an abysmal run defense, not as right up there with Cleveland pretty much. Chris Jennings. Here's what's interesting about Chris Jennings. Not a bad option.
Okay.
But Joshua Cribbs is a guy to keep in mind with Cleveland.
I don't think he's available.
Not available?
No.
Well, I'm not saying necessarily keep in mind for picking him up. I'm just saying factor that into your decision on Chris Jennings. It seems like Eric Mangini is trying to give Joshua Cribbs more of an opportunity to make more money with Cleveland.
Right.
He's getting a lot. He got a lot of carries last week against Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Keep that in mind with Jennings. Now, Beanie Wells is playing Detroit. I think he's going to have a huge game. Ray Rice tore up Detroit last
projected week. Projected 5.3.
Really?
Right.
Well,
ESPN says.
Well, because, you know, I mean, there's still Tim Hightower there as well, so.
Who can't hold on to the ball.
Can't hold on to the ball, but I think Beanie Wells is a big game.
Well, I hope so. Knowshon Moreno is projected to get 23.5 points. Hopefully,
well,
he carries me.
Against Oakland, yeah. I mean, so Moreno and Wells are your top two.
Right, and then I go back to wide receiver again. Percy Harvin, suffering from migraines. He's my second wide receiver. I have Larry Fitzgerald, clearly an obvious guy who came out of the game but obviously is projected to play. Percy Harvin's my guy who I'm trying to figure out whether or not he's going to play. Game time decision. Right now I have Robert Meacham, who I picked up 2 weeks ago, as you know. Right now I have him starting because Harvin did not play last week. Meacham played instead.
Well,
Meacham's expected to get 10 points.
The latest on Fitzgerald is he was limited in practice today, and he's probably going to play. You know, they're playing Detroit, which, you know, if he does play, that helps. I mean, Detroit's
right.
Terrible.
Right.
But like you said earlier, Arizona
trying to win
is playing
division.
To win. They're not resting guys right now. They're in no position to do that. So I think you're safe with Larry Fitzgerald. I think you got to go with him.
Right.
And then, you mentioned Harvin. News on Harvin is that he was held out of practice again.
Right.
having these migraine issues and all that. Tried practicing Wednesday, couldn't make it through. Looks like he's a long shot. That's what I'm seeing right now on rotoworld.com. Looks okay. Like he's a long shot to play. So give me again your other...
Robert Meacham.
Yeah, Meacham. I think you go Meacham.
Okay.
And now here's the thing. You know, Meacham, that's a Saturday game. Right. So you got to make that decision before inactives come out on Sunday.
I know.
That's a tough one. That's a tough call there. I think
you being obviously the resident quote unquote expert.
Correct.
Would say what? Go ahead with Meacham right away.
As of right now, Meacham versus Harvin.
Okay.
Meacham.
All right.
I'm going Meacham. I think Harvin. I'm reading this right here. I wasn't there, but they say he's a long shot to play.
You weren't in
practice.
Minnesota?
You know, I bounced around to a few different team practices today.
Okay.
Didn't get out there. I focused more on the southeast today.
Okay.
Hit up Atlanta, Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa, all their practices
warm
today.
Yeah.
Trying to get to the
line your ass off.
Trying to hit up all the U.S. over the course of every week, every practice. But if I had to make a decision right now, I'd go Meacham.
Okay.
And if I had to guess, come Saturday at like 7 o'clock when you've got to make that call on Meacham, I'm guessing there's not going to be any more definitive word on Harvin. It's still going to be iffy.
Game time.
I'm going Meacham.
Okay.
I think Fitzgerald and Meacham. You'd be
all right. Well, I'll give you a rundown of my team again, and then I'll tell you who I'm playing. I got Jason Campbell, Beanie Wells, No'Shawn Moreno, Larry Fitzgerald, Robert Meacham, Todd Heap, Kyle Orton, the Vikings defense, and Ryan Longwell.
Yeah, you know, Vikings defense, like it, you know, like it a lot. Playing Carolina, and we saw Carolina last week. I mean, the Patriots defense, which has not been very good this year, you know, didn't shut down their running game, but didn't let the running game kill them. Really gave up only one big play in the whole game. Minnesota's defense is better than the Patriots defense. I think you go Minnesota's defense for sure.
All right.
Now, Todd Heap. I mean, I you know, who else do you have at tight end? Do you have any other tight ends?
I had Cooley's on IR.
Cooley's on IR. So
anyone
I mean,
out there I could pick up, though? I'm looking for recommendations.
Well, you know, I can't imagine Fred Davis is still available. I mean, he's been a hot name the last couple weeks. From Washington. He's had if he's available, he's one to consider playing the Giants. Some tight ends have done well against the Giants, but he's been hot. I think he's 4 touchdowns the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
So unlikely that he'd still be available.
He was in my roster earlier. I dropped him.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then maybe he is.
A couple weeks ago.
And then you dropped him for his 4 touchdowns in 3 games.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I can't make a snide comment because you're in the playoffs, I'm not. But that's just the way it goes. Jermichael Finley by now is certainly on a roster.
Had him. Dropped him.
You dropped him as well?
Yeah.
And you got Todd Heap. I will tell you this. Todd Heap, Greg Rosenthal from RotoWorld.com ranks the top 20 tight ends. Guess where Todd Heap is?
32.
20. Not better than what you thought there. But, you know, again, tight ends.
Stats are for losers.
Stats are for losers. And tight ends, it's kind of hit or miss. So
I do not care about the numbers.
Yeah, just back to your running backs again. We were talking about Wells. We were talking about Moreno. And then the Jennings-Cribbs situation, right? And then was there someone else? That's it?
Well, Arian Foster.
Oh, Arian Foster.
He's available.
Who's available?
Do I drop Jennings and pick up Foster?
Oof.
This is live on radio.
This is live on the radio.
Okay.
Jennings, Cribbs, Foster. You know, the Foster thing sort of has snuck up on everybody. I don't know if you cut. I don't know if you bring in Foster. Because here's the thing with
you
the matchup.
I should play Wells.
I absolutely think you should play Wells.
So then it's irrelevant, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, you still, you know, if you have a chance to pick someone up, I mean, I you know, I just told you Fred Taylor didn't practice today. Now, he had a pre-existing injury and all that. Wonder if it's a downgrade. What if Beanie Wells gets hurt at practice today or tomorrow? I mean, you want to still have the right backup,
right.
You know, just in place, just in case. I go Moreno and Wells for sure. It's interesting because Jennings and Cribbs are going up against Kansas City, terrible run defense. Foster would be going up against St. Louis. Terrible defense. I think you go a lot of ways. I'd probably stick with Jennings and Cribbs right now instead of Foster.
Okay.
But the question is, which of the two? Like, it's not like Foster is going to have a 25 carry game. He's going to be in the mix with Moats. So Jennings and Cribbs, they might split carries. I don't think Foster is necessarily a better bet than these other guys, just because they're all sort of in the same mix. I think it might be hit or miss among those. But we'll, you know. If you need to insert a Jennings or a Cribs, then we got to talk, Chris.
Okay.
Then we got to talk.
All right. Well, the team I'm playing, the Gotham Jokers.
Yep.
Ben Roethlisberger, Adrian Peterson, Ricky Williams, Greg Jennings, Andre Johnson, Vernon Davis, Brett Favre, the Jets, and Dan Carpenter.
All right. I don't think it's really going to matter for you.
Why is that?
Brett Favre.
I think you're going down.
Bruh.
Well, here's what's up. ESPN thinks otherwise. When you break down the comparison, they think Campbell's a better option over Roethlisberger right now going into this week.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that. Sure, sure.
They get Peterson, obviously, the nod over Wells. I get the nod Moreno over Ricky Williams. I get the nod Fitzgerald over Greg Jennings. They give them the nod Andre Johnson over Meacham, obviously. Vernon Davis over Todd Heap, obviously. Brett Favre over Kyle Orton. I get the nod on defense. I get the nod with the kicker. I get five checks. They get four checks.
Well,
here's
what's going to really works. Here's what might be the deciding factor is Michael Turner and Matt Ryan, Jets defense. I think that's going to be the deciding factor in your game there. Obviously, I think a big edge. I think that backup quarterback situation is a big edge. So I think you might have more check marks. I think some of his check marks a little more lopsided. I think that backup quarterback. I think that tight end.
Andre Johnson against
St. Louis, I think is going to be an onslaught. I agree on that Jason Campbell, Ben Roethlisberger situation. I think that's going to be really what you're going to have to deal with is if it's Chris Redmond and Jason Snelling, I think Jets have a great defensive effort. I think they're going to be able to have some picks. Darrell Revis against Roddy White, I think neutralizes White. I think you might struggle there, but it sounds like I think the latest was that there was a better chance of Turner coming back. What did I have here?
Than Ryan.
But I think they're both very questionable.
Ryan is definitely questionable.
Ryan was injured. He's just been practicing in walkthroughs. Seems like it might be game time decision, but. Turner might play less than 100%. I would imagine that with Ryan, unless he's really 100%, he's probably not going to go. So that's interesting right there. While you're still in the studio here, Chris, why don't we get some emails that we got to get through soon anyways, and maybe people like your, quote, expertise.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Okay. Hey, Brian, love the show. I've got a start-sit question in my semifinal. I need a flex. Here are my options. To me, this is a no-brainer. Here is four possibilities here.
Is this like you give your options, I give my options here?
No. He's got his four options.
Okay. We'll see.
Four guys who should go in his flex spot.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Quentin Ganther. I don't know. Maybe you might. Maybe you will. Quentin Ganther, the Washington running back against the Giants. Interesting situation there with Rock Cartwright. Mm-hmm. Who is Quentin Ganther? Beanie Wells at Detroit. That's who I like. Dwayne Bowe against Cleveland. Very interesting situation, Dwayne Bowe. Back from a suspension, got a quarterback who's very shaky these days in Matt Castle. He's thrown a lot of interceptions. Chris Chambers has done well. But the Cleveland, coming back from a four-game absence against Cleveland might be the way to do it. Maybe Matt Castle has a good game. I don't think Dwayne Bowe's a guy I trust this week.
No, I wouldn't take a wide receiver in that spot anyway.
And then finally, Brian Westbrook against San Fran. If he hasn't been officially ruled out, he's probably not going to play. And if he does play, he probably won't get much. To me, it's a no-brainer. It's Beanie Wells.
Yeah.
It's Beanie Wells on a landslide against Detroit. If it was Beanie Wells against Minnesota, I wouldn't say that. Beanie Wells against Detroit.
Spot, you always go quarterback and then running back in that order.
Well, I don't know if quarterback. I mean, I don't think a lot of flex spots include quarterback.
Oh, really?
Most that I've seen are running back, wide receiver. Now
I think you got to go running back.
Yeah, I would agree. And Quentin Ganther, there's some intrigue there, a little bit of intrigue there, but it's really Beanie Wells, and without question. Just one note on Ganther, Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports, who I refer to a lot. Ganther had everything going for him last week when he made his first start for the Redskins. He was going back to his hometown of Oakland, and he was facing the lowly Raiders. He has a tougher matchup this week against the Giants, but Ganther is still worth using as a number two running back or flex option. Giants have allowed 15 touchdowns to opposing running backs. Seven have reached double figures in fantasy points this year. I can see Ganther having another game with double digits in fantasy points. And among the guys, Jamie Eisenberg would start Ganther over D'Angelo Williams of Carolina against Minnesota, Marion Barber at New Orleans, and Cadillac Williams as well. Quentin Ganther's in the mix, but I think it's Beanie Wells.
Yeah.
I think it's Beanie Wells for sure. Let's get to another one before we let you go and before we take a break here. Todd in Jacksonville, Florida says, I have a situation wide receiver. I have to start three. My regular starters are Andre Johnson, Roddy White, and Kenny Britt. I have Steve Breston also, but he has done nothing for a while now. I also don't think that White is going to do anything without Ryan as his quarterback and getting matched up against Darrell Revis. So here are some players who are on the waiver wire. Josh Cribbs against Kansas City.
You like him?
I do. Yeah. Mohamed Massaquoi against Kansas City. And Devin Aromashodu, guy from the Bears who had a big game last week against Baltimore. Now, Todd says, I'm leaning toward Cribbs as he may play both wide receiver and running back. Thanks again, B-Low. So let's just back up here. His three regulars are Andre Johnson, Roddy White, and Kenny Britt.
Right.
Andre Johnson, we don't have to talk about. Roddy White, all these factors at play. Darrell Revis has shut down just about everybody he's matched up against. If Matt Ryan doesn't play, you got Chris Redman, who's, you know, shown a few flashes, but really nothing special. Roddy White hasn't had big games. And then you got Kenny Britt, who I like, playing against against Miami. I think he's a guy you can start. So between Breston or any of these guys on the waiver wire, anything stand out to you?
I'd Cribs. Take Cribs.
You'd take Cribs.
I'd take Cribs. I think Cleveland's got a little swagger. They played real well last week, national television.
Right.
I think you could expect them to come back and play hard again one more week.
Yeah, and they have an opportunity here to string a couple wins together against Kansas City.
Yeah,
if they're
maybe
playing
salvage managing each other.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I think Rome Shodu for Chicago came out of nowhere. He had a ton of targets last week with Devin Hester out. But it's still, you know, Johnny Knox is a little more in the I don't think he's a guy that you're going to see two straight good outings. And Muhammad Massaquoi, he's had a couple of decent games. Another guy I don't trust. But I think with Cribs, the reason is running back as well. So I would say that Breston, not so much. Don't love him when Bolden. If Fitzgerald doesn't play, you throw Breston in there instead of White.
Easily. I'd take him over with Cribs.
Absolutely.
Right.
If Fitzgerald doesn't play, go Andre Johnson, Steve Breston, and Kenny Britt. If Fitzgerald does play, that knocks Breston down a bit. But I'd say I'd still probably go Roddy White over Breston. Because White's still pretty good, and I mean, Redmond did hook up with Michael Jenkins on a touchdown, a big touchdown. So, but Revis, it's an interesting one there. But among the three, if you do go with someone on the waiver wire, Todd, Cribs. I think it's Cribs.
Yeah.
So,
two for two, you and I.
Hey, how about that? That can't.
But you haven't made the playoffs, so.
But I didn't make the playoffs. Exactly. Why don't we, to try to break this tie. I'm looking at this one. A few of these emails.
Before we get a commercial break, and I know the sponsors are standing by. I got three things for you after this.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
let's do this real quick here.
Right.
This is from Strippers, a regular Patriots.com emailer.
Sure.
You're sure, yeah. And some of these emails I had the benefit
of
looking at.
We know that. Yeah,
exactly.
We know that well.
Exactly. Some of these emailers I had a benefit of looking at beforehand, but this one I do not. So
okay.
This one I'm looking at for the first time.
No idea what it says.
Jason Campbell, this is pure, no BS here. This is pure who
no
to
BS,
start, who
no
to sit.
Below.
Jason Campbell against the Giants or Alex Smith against Philly? I know who you're going to go with. Jason Campbell's your guy, isn't he?
Do you know what?
Wow. G-men.
Maybe
good
Alex
defense.
Smith. Maybe Alex Smith.
Personally, I'm going Alex Smith.
Do you know why? Because I think Philly's going to put up a ton of points again, and I think Alex Smith is going to have to throw the ball a lot.
Yeah,
I think Crabtree's coming along. They obviously have Vernon Davis. You know, Frank Gore is obviously a very good running back, but they do have to do a balanced offense. I think I go Alex Smith because I think it's going to be – not that I think 49ers have a chance, but I do think they're going to have to put up a lot of points, and they're going to have to pass in order to put up a lot of points.
Yeah, I'm giving the edge to Alex Smith here. It's interesting. Greg Rosenthal has Alex Smith 19th. He's got Jason Campbell 13th. So there's
a week-to-week thing.
Yeah, it's a week-to-week thing, and 13 to 19 when you look at it, fantasy rankings.
Yeah,
it's not a huge
points,
hit. Yeah, it's
maybe.
It's. I say even less. I think it's tighter than that.
Yeah.
I think it's tighter than that. Real quick here, pick three: Quentin Ganther against the Giants, Lawrence Maroney against the Bills, Tim Hightower against Detroit. We've talked a lot about Beanie Wells. Marion Barber against New Orleans. So you need three out of those. I think this is a really interesting one. And I'd eliminate Hightower immediately if it weren't Detroit. I just think Detroit. I think Wells and Hightower could both have big games. So Ganther against the Giants. We read some experts saying Ganther's going to have a big game. Maroney, I talked about with he going to be a running game, but there's a few other running backs in the mix there. Barber against New Orleans. Hightower. What do you think?
Do you know what? I think you go Maroney.
Yep.
I think you go Hightower. I think Hightower and Wells should each get one touchdown each.
Wow.
Who are my other options?
Ganther.
Yeah.
And Barber.
I'm going to go Ganther.
Yeah, so you're eliminating Marion Barber.
Yeah.
Against New Orleans.
I am.
Interesting.
I think they're going to have to throw the ball. I think Dallas is going to have to throw the ball in order to stay competitive, and that means no Marion Barber, or at least a limited role for Marion Barber.
I'm going to eliminate Ganther.
Oh.
I think Hightower, like you said.
Can you keep track of this? Are we going to review this next week? We're going to go back to the tape, to the coach's film?
Well, I think Hightower, he's fumbled quite a bit, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see him get fewer touches now.
But he is playing Detroit.
He is playing Detroit, and he catches the ball, too. He gets a lot of catches. Maroney, I think because it's going to be a heavy run game in Buffalo, I like Maroney, even though he's going to be splitting carries with guys. I think Marion Barber, I mean, you know, I've been befuddled by the Dallas running back situation because one week it's Felix Jones getting the touches and touchdowns, and who am I forgetting? Tashard Choice. And Ganther, I think the Giants are going to have a stronger defensive effort this week against Washington than we saw against Philly and other games. So I'm going to eliminate Ganther there. So there you go. Right. Chris,
I have three things for you.
Oh, yeah, you got your three things. Let me hear it. Yeah.
All right, number one.
Yeah.
Where are you going in Buffalo for dinner?
Well, you know, there's really two options.
So how long are we going here?
And that would be the Anchor Bar. Or I think this place is called the Pearl Street Grill, which I've gone to the last couple years we've been in Buffalo. There is a Sabres home game that night, and this place is about a block away. Mm-hmm. Solid atmosphere. I think last year we were there, and Buffalo Sabres had a road game, okay. So it was a pretty good atmosphere. This place wasn't bad. Anchor Bar, though.
Whoever the Sabres are playing are Philadelphia. Staying at the hotel.
Are staying at the hotel that we're staying at?
Correct. Heard it's a packed hotel.
Wow. Well, the Flyers would probably be departing the hotel almost literally as we're entering.
Right.
That's interesting. Information we can only get from you. Are you going to be making the trip, Chris?
I will not be.
Really?
I will not be making Denver.
That's unfortunate.
But they did
that's
have
unfortunate
request.
For everyone still in Massachusetts while you're still here.
There has been a request for B-Lo to make an appearance on Bus 5 to, of course, share your expertise.
So there is members of the marketing staff and sponsors are going, but
no,
you're not.
No. Incorrect. Organizational supporters, not necessarily marketing.
Oh,
sponsors.
Who's that? Well, we can talk
we
later.
We can talk offline.
Give me your other two things.
That was one. Two was the question about getting on the bus. So,
so one is the first two questions. Okay.
And this is a better one for you for the off season. Actually, more not to the off season in August. The marketing department is looking into and researching hosting a fantasy football event here at the stadium.
Yep.
Obviously, think you'd probably play a significant role in that, as well as your callers, emails.
How long are we going here?
And supporters. So, something to think about. I'll get you the details.
I got 8 months to think about it?
Well,
I'll get back to you in 7.5. Now, of course, I'd be honored. I mean, I'm the guru. I mean, geek. I mean, guru. Whatever they call me these days.
So, how long are we
going? But you didn't make the playoffs, so we made
right.
to keep that.
Not only did
out
I not make the playoffs, keep this in mind.
Collateral.
Three leagues, I didn't make the playoffs.
Wow.
So, keep that in mind.
You may be out of a job next year.
We'll talk salary. I'll get my agent on the horn with you. Yeah. We'll make this happen.
All right. We're looking forward to it.
Chris.
We'll need the supporters to be there.
Chris,
though.
Thanks for stopping by. We're going to take a very quick break here on the Fantasy Lowdown. We're going to be back with another in-studio guest, I believe, and a bunch more emails over the final 20 minutes on the Fantasy Lowdown on Patriots.com radio. I see your dirty face.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter.
We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan.
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
You got it?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services NA, Bank of America NA, member PIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
The Patriots are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and you can too at the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop is the place to find all the official 50th season merchandise. Everything from the 1963 jerseys the players are wearing this season to polos, sweatshirts, and hats featuring the original Pat Patriot logo. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots merchandise, including many 50th season items that you won't find anywhere else. Located next to Gillette Stadium at Patriot Place, The Patriots Pro Shop is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 24 hours a day at PatriotsProShop.com. And if you order from PatriotsProShop.com, we'll ship your order for just $5. You'll know it's authentic when you order from PatriotsProShop.com because your item is being shipped from Gillette Stadium. Celebrate 50 years of Patriots football at the Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Welcome back, I think, to the Fantasy Lowdown. An explanation is henceforth on the music you're hearing for our in-studio guest, our second in-studio guest of the afternoon. We've had him on a couple times before. Nick,
how
welcome again. What do you
up?
Think of your intro music?
You know, it's, I don't know, I guess we could find something better, but...
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Well, there you go. There you have it. Jason, any explanation from you? I mean, I'm aware of.
It was a special request.
Somebody put him up to it.
Yeah. All right, no time for shenanigans here on the Fantasy Lowdown. We are rolling through the show. A lot of emails to get to. Webradio@patriots.com is the way to get in touch with us. We've still got a bunch of emails. But, Nick, we've had you on before. You've updated us on your team. It's playoff time. Update us on where you're at right now.
Right now, I'm in my ESPN league. I'm only 7-6 in that league, but I'm going against the number one team in the playoffs, which happens to be my brother. It's a 2-week setup, so there's only four teams that made the playoffs total.
You were 7-6 out of how many teams?
Out of 10 teams,
7-6
got
in.
7-6. I was tied with maybe three or four different teams.
And that
I
got
held
you?
held the tiebreaker, which was points.
Wow. Okay.
And, you know, I got in. Last week was the first week of the playoffs. Right now I hold the 20-point advantage over my brother, who had the number one team in the league. I
not
beat
bad.
Him to get in. He only had two losses on the year, so it was pretty good for me to get in. And I'm beating him by 20 and hoping that that last week carries over to this week. So
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
And then you have another team that you're even more dominant
in. Oh, yeah. The Yahoo League, that's a 12-team league, and playoffs start this week. I am the number one seed, 13-1, and Chris Johnson, probably a big reason why I'm 13-1.
He would do it.
Charles was a huge pickup, and Ray Rice kind of rounded that off. I have since cut Matt Castle from that team, picked up Vince Young. He's been helping me out a lot because, you know, and now I'm kind of shuffling between him and Jay Cutler in that league. So.
Okay. All right. Any real quick, any big stardom sim questions that you have on either of your teams right now going through this week?
My biggest question for both my teams is actually Vince Young, and that basically comes down to, is he going to play, number one? And number two is, is he going to be healthy enough to produce this week against Miami? Miami, pretty decent defense. We saw them a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't really have that many other options, though.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think Vince Young, if he plays, you're going to be okay. I think you get by with him. I don't think he's a great option. If he doesn't play, I mean, what do? You have no one else?
Oh, no. I mean, ESPN, I can go with right now I have Carson Palmer on the bench. He's going against San Diego, so I don't really like that matchup going against San Diego's defense. They have Cromarte and who's the other corner? I'm trying to think of Texas. Can't remember.
I'll tell you
Quentin
this about
Jama.
Young.
Is it Jama?
Right. Yeah. Jama.
It's Jama.
I'll tell you this about Young. He returned to practice Thursday and is expected to start Sunday. So what we're seeing here is barring a late week setback, Young will be under center. So he might not be 100%. But actually, here on RotoWorld.com, I actually say Young is still a better option than struggling veterans such as Carson Palmer or Jay Cutler. So yeah. I think you're going to be safe.
That's that was my option in Yahoo. Is it Vince Young or Jay Cutler? And then ESPN, is it Carson Palmer or Vince Young?
I think you'll be safe with Young. That's in both leagues?
That's in both leagues, yes. I did pick him up in both leagues. He was a late pickup. I like that not only can he throw the ball, he's been doing pretty well passing this year. He can also run.
He can run.
Exactly.
He can get it done there,
and you can get 4 to 5 cheap points that way. So
very good. Well, as we do hit the home stretch here on the Fantasy Lowdown, Nick, we'll get your thoughts as well on some emails that we're going to get to and really just churn these out here in the final minutes. This is Todd in Jackson, Wyoming. B-Low, time for the arrogant bastard to storm into the playoffs and take down my general manager. A couple questions on my roster. Here is my projected lineup. Quarterback Tony Romo. He also picked up Jason Campbell, still has Vince Young. I feel the Saints are going to score early and force Dallas to throw the ball more often. So it's Romo, Campbell, and Young at quarterback. Wide receiver, Larry Fitzgerald at Detroit, and Dwayne Bowe at Cleveland. Or should I go with Kenny Britt? This spot I'm unsure on, but the Chiefs play the Browns, giving me confidence. All right, let's tackle quarterback and wide receiver right here. Quarterback, Romo at New Orleans, Campbell, and Young. Kind of all in the same sort of mix there. I mean, I kind of like the strategy he's going with on Romo, but I don't know if I like Dallas on the road this week.
Yeah, they're going against New Orleans. It's going to be a tough matchup there. New Orleans pass defense, I mean, they're not...
lower third in the league.
Great, but they're not terrible either, so that's a pretty tough matchup.
Right.
Dallas, you really don't know what to expect from them in December. Really kind of struggle, so I don't know. It's tough.
I'd probably go with Dallas. I mean, I'd probably go with Romo over those other two, Campbell and Young, but I think it's kind of close. I think it's kind of scary there. Wide receivers, Fitzgerald and Bo. Fitzgerald, we talked about Fitzgerald earlier in the show. If he's healthy, absolutely, if it looks like he's going to play. And it does look like he'll play. Might not be 100%, but if he plays, you're going Larry Fitzgerald. Dwayne Bowe is an interesting one to me. I don't necessarily think it'll be a big week for him. Coming back from suspension, Matt Castle has struggled, but they are playing Cleveland, so that kind of helps right there. Kenny Britt and Devon Best he has on his bench. I think the Britt-Bow situation is pretty close. In fact, Greg Rosenthal has them back-to-back on his rankings, 30th for Bow, 31st for Britt. I think it's right there. I might give the edge to Britt if Vince Young is playing. I might give the edge to Britt over Bow, but it's close. And Devon Best, not so much. He had one big week against the Patriots, not so much. Running back, it's Chris Johnson and Joseph Addai with Rashard Mendenhall on the bench. Addai is tonight. You obviously got to make that decision. I'd probably stick with Addai against Jacksonville. Mendenhall against Green Bay. Certainly Chris Johnson, obviously. But in the Addai
definitely go. Green Bay's defense is pretty damn good, too.
Yeah,
so it's pretty tough to go up against them, only allowing 85 rush yards a game.
Yep.
You kind of have to stay away from that matchup on any other given Sunday. Depending upon the matchup, I'd probably go Mendenhall over Addai.
It's close.
But due to who they're going up against, I mean, Jacksonville's defense...
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
Yeah, but not this week.
Not this week. I think you got to go with the die against Jacksonville.
Yeah.
170 yards a game. Jacksonville's averaging, giving up on the run. So you can't. It's tough, but yeah, you got to go with the die.
And now he's squeezing in two very good tight ends, I think. Tight end Vernon Davis, and then in his wide receiver tight end flex, Jermichael Finley. So the question at the flex would be the Bow Britt. Loser of his starters, or Devon Best along with Jermichael Finley. If it comes down to Finley or Bo, I'll tell you, I mean, I like Jermichael Finley a lot playing against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's kind of reeling right now, a middle-of-the-pack pass defense. You might want to take a chance on Bo here just because it's Cleveland.
Yeah, I think I'd go with Bo. I mean, the likelihood is that he's going to get a lot more targets than Jermichael Finley. I know Jermichael's the starter, but... I think that even Bo at the number two wide receiver spot for Kansas City, I don't know if he's number two or number one now that Chambers is there. I think you got to go with Bo though.
Yeah, again, I'm not real high on Bo, but I think at a flex spot you can make it happen with him. Jermichael Finley has had some big games, but a lot of times with tight ends this year, really with the exception of Vernon Davis. They kind of go week to week.
A lot of them
don't string
it's
them along.
Really
quickly, Ryan Longwell, a kicker, and then defense, the Jets. He says, I was going to go with Seattle against Tampa, but I feel the Jets are a safer play against the Falcons. Houston's D just got snagged. I just feel unsure about playing Seattle defense. I still could pick Seattle on Sunday, but I don't want to get burned in a playoff game. To me, it's pretty simple. If Chris Redman is playing quarterback and Michael Turner's out at running back, I think the Jets are good. Seattle playing Tampa. You don't want to use Seattle really ever. They just got absolutely destroyed by Houston against Tampa. I suppose it's under consideration. I think for sure the Jets, if Redmond and Snelling are your quarterback and running back, if Michael Turner and Matt Ryan are out there, I mean, I guess you can think about Seattle. I mean, Josh Freeman throws a ton of picks. I'd probably still put the edge Jets.
Yeah, you got to go with Jets. Number one defense, when you look at the yard situation, they got the number one defense in the league, 16.2 points a game. Seattle, like you said, got absolutely destroyed, but it was on the road. They've been playing terrible on the road all year. They are at home against Tampa, so you got to expect a little bit better of a performance, but you can't go against the number one defense in the league right now.
Right, the Jets are the number one defense in the league. Darrell Revis, you got to go there. Quickly getting through some more emails. This is from Jeremy, owner of the Minnesota Fighting Pike. some good names.
I like that.
Absolutely. I was really busy last week, didn't get a chance to write in. Been averaging less than 75 points per game this season, but broke out last week for 147 points and a big win, despite not having the great advice from your show. Probably because of the not getting the great advice from our show that he did well. Finished 9-5 and in first place. Congratulations. Thus, you are one game away from a free lunch. So I get a free lunch if he wins.
If he wins.
So a lot of pressure on me here. Okay. Wide receiver question. Starting Andre Johnson, I think that's a good move. I need two other players from Derek Mason against Chicago, Calvin Johnson against Arizona, or Kenny Britt against Miami. I'm going to start Calvin Johnson for sure if Matthew Stafford is playing, but do I sit him if Culpepper plays? Despite a great season last year with Culpepper, Johnson doesn't seem to be in sync with him this year. Stafford not expected to play. I go Mason and Britt in that situation. So Mason, Calvin Johnson, Kenny Britt.
I mean, Calvin Johnson, he's pretty prolific. I mean, they are going against Arizona, though. I think you go Mason and Johnson there.
Mason and Johnson?
Sit Britt, yeah. Because okay. I think the reason you sit Britt is just because of the question of QB. Yeah, Vince Young has been getting him the ball, but when you look at how many targets and how many touches he was getting when Kerry Collins was a starter, because of that uncertainty, you might want to just stick with Calvin Johnson.
Good
point.
He's
kind of proven. Britt, you don't know what to expect, especially when the quarterback's position's kind of iffy. You don't know. I mean, it looks like Young's going to start, but if he doesn't, don't expect a huge productive day out of Britt. So.
Yep. Running back, starting Jamaal Charles for sure. I need one other player, Ryan Grant at Pittsburgh, Chris Jennings for Cleveland against Kansas City, or Ahmad Bradshaw at Washington. I think it's Grant for sure. I think Jennings is intriguing, but we've talked about Josh Cribbs maybe getting some carries, and I just think Ryan Grant's the better player. Ahmad Bradshaw at Washington, not a big fan there. So I'd go Charles and Grant as my running backs.
Yeah, definitely. You'd probably agree. Jamaal Charles, love him. And Ryan
Grant, huge game against Buffalo last week.
Yeah, Ryan Grant, he put up some big numbers as well last week. So
yeah, Charles this week against Cleveland should be good. I don't know if I want both running backs in a game between Cleveland and Kansas City. I don't know if I want to rely on that game too much.
Too much of a risk.
And then a tight end question. I've rolled with Brent Celek all season, but I've decided against starting Fred Davis for the last 2 weeks and paid the price. Celek has a good matchup versus a West Coast team that has to fly across the country to play a 1 p.m. Eastern time zone game. That's San Fran. West Coast teams are notorious for playing poorly in this situation. The Eagles may be without Macklin, but Celek has been banged up and has dropped passes. So it's Celek. I guess it's Celek against Davis. You know, I'm probably going Celek.
Yeah, I like Brent Celek.
Yeah, Fred Davis has four touchdowns the last 3 weeks, but still.
I mean, I remember the first time I came on, it was the question was Celek and Davis once again, and they were going against each other that week. But like I said, over the course of a season, you're going to want to take Brent Celek over Fred Davis. You have McNabb throwing a Celek. You have Jason Campbell throwing a Davis. I'd take McNabb throwing a Celek over Davis and Campbell every day. So.
And when you have the Baltimore defense and the Minnesota defense, I mean, it's one of those where most weeks you can't lose.
So.
Vikings against Carolina, Baltimore against Chicago. Give me the Vikings.
Yeah, definitely. Minnesota, one of the top defenses in the league. Number six right now, actually, in the league. And then Baltimore, they're not as prolific on the defensive end this year. They're only number eight, but it's once again one of those toss-ups. Give me Minnesota, though. They have more playmakers.
Our newly married Cormac from Ireland. Cormac, congratulations again. Let's get to this real quick. All five of my teams have made the playoffs this year. While it's exciting, it's also a bit stressful, so could use your help in some lineup decisions for for two of my teams. One of them has a two running back, two wide receiver, and one running back wide receiver flex. I'm planning on going with Chris Johnson and Ray Rice as my two running backs. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
with Ryan Motz in a flex spot, DeSean Jackson and New York Giants Steve Smith as my running wide receivers, planning to sit Roddy White because of the Revis effect. I think I agree with those guys. Also have LeSean McCoy, Antonio Bryant, and Aaron Foster. Should I play Foster over Motz or Antonio Bryant? Foster versus Motz, if it comes down to that, it's actually Foster. It seems like Motz is a little bit in the doghouse. Foster getting kind of the up arrow there in Houston, going to get a lot of carries, believe it or not. That's what we're reading. That's what I've been reading.
If that's what you've been hearing, I'll go with that.
So I'd probably go Foster.
I don't know that backfield too well.
Yep, I'd go Foster there. Second team, two running backs, two wideouts, a running back wideout flex and a wide receiver tight end flex, planning to go with Greg Jennings and Sidney Rice as wide receivers. You've got to keep this in mind. Let me just pull this up. Sidney Rice, I think, missed practice, something to keep an eye on out in Minnesota. Rashard Mendenhall and Brandon Jacobs at running back, Roddy White, Pierre Thomas in the two flex spots. Bench has McCoy, Felix Jones, Ryan Motz, Darren McFadden. Free agents include Snelling, Aaron Foster, Devin Thomas. A lot of names being thrown about here. I think with Rice, if I can pull that up real quick, I'll let you know. Like Pierre Thomas a lot, maybe instead of Brandon Jacobs at starting running back against Dallas. So I'd probably go Mendenhall and Pierre Thomas starting and running back. And then, Aaron Foster's interesting. Felix Jones is interesting against New Orleans. I do like Felix Jones this week. So there's some possibilities there. And I saw a Sidney Rice note a little while ago. Don't know if I'm going to get to it here, Cormac. So keep Sidney Rice, monitor that situation, and consider Arian Foster. Real quickly, let's just bang out these last few emails. This is from Joshua in California. Brian, thanks for helping me get a win last week. I got three questions for you. First, should I take the Texans defense against the Rams or the Patriots against the Bills? Texans.
Yeah, Texans against the Rams. Definitely.
The Bills have the ability to run on the Patriots. Not too worried about the Patriots' pass defense.
And
pass
you don't know what the weather conditions are going to be like up in Buffalo. That could slow down the Bills' offense a bit if it does come down to a running game. Don't expect that many points to be scored, but the Texans are going against St. Louis.
Yeah, St.
Louis is garbage.
Yeah, give me Houston. Give me Houston. Lawrence Maroney or Justin Forsett? Maroney against the Bills, Forsett against Tampa Bay. It's the first time we've heard Forsett's name mentioned today. Don't think he's rated too highly on a lot of lists. I think Maroney's rated a little higher. I'd probably go Maroney, especially if Fred Taylor doesn't play.
Oh yeah, Maroney. Like you said, if the weather's bad, they're gonna have to run the ball. It was that was the way the game went last year up in Buffalo last week of the season. Weather is bad. Expect Maroney, even Morris, Falk. Expect these guys to get a lot of carries up there in Buffalo, and expect the Patriots' ground game to do pretty well against the Buffalo Bills' run defense.
And lastly, Randy Moss was disappointing last week. Do you have any doubts about Moss for the rest of the season? Yeah, of course I do. Here's one thing I will say. Last year, first couple games of the year after Tom Brady went down, he was struggling. Castle wasn't able to get him the ball much. They went to San Francisco in week, I think it was 5, had a long touchdown pass early in the game, and he was fine the rest of the way. I wouldn't write off Randy Moss, but yes, I have doubts.
You have doubts, and I think a lot of people around here also have doubts about Moss. Will he step up? Will he be the leader that the Patriots are expecting? I don't know. The weather situation in Buffalo is going to play a key role in how this game is played out. And if the weather is bad, it's windy, it's snowing, raining, whatever it may be, don't expect the Patriots to go to the air as much as they've been going to. It's not going to be a 70-30 type 70% to 30% pass to run ratio. Don't expect that to be like that. It would be more probably like 50-50. Last year, I mean, when Castle was at QB, they completely abandoned the pass in that game. So
it was difficult to throw the ball forward.
Yeah,
it truly was. So really, no one did well. Final email here. This is John in Grand Junction, Colorado. Okay, guys, I need two running backs and a flex from the following list: D'Angelo Williams against Minnesota, Lawrence Maroney against Buffalo, Pierre Thomas against Dallas, Rashard Mendenhall against Green Bay. I also have Chris Jennings from Cleveland, but he's not in my mix. It's a great problem to have. Mendenhall has been a disappointment lately, and I'm leaning towards sitting him. Thanks for any help. I like Pierre Thomas a lot this week against Dallas.
I like Pierre Thomas, but the more I think about it, I like Lawrence Maroney. I mean, the Bills are allowing 170 rush yards a game. That's what they're averaging.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrible. That's
terrible. They have the worst.
I think that's the worst run defense in the league.
They have the worst run defense in the league.
I mean, you got to expect the Patriots are going to try to exploit that and run the ball. So, it's tough to go against Maroney this week.
Yeah, I like Maroney and Pierre Thomas. He can take two into the week. Mendenhall against Green Bay. But I'm not huge on him this week. And D'Angelo Williams against Minnesota. Williams has been slowed a little bit by injuries. He's missed a game. Minnesota's pretty good. I like Maroney and I like Thomas.
I would agree.
Yeah, there we go. What an active and eventful edition of the Fantasy Lowdown this week. Truly got a lot covered. My thanks to Nick. My thanks to Chris,
who stepped in earlier.
Maybe we'll get you back. Not a lot more to go here in the Fantasy Lowdown. We got one more week. Next week, we'll be coming your way. Stay tuned to Patriots.com to see what the schedule is going to be next week with some holidays coming up. But my thanks to all of our emailers. Good luck in the playoffs. Keep in mind Indianapolis and Jacksonville. Get your lineup set over the next 3 hours for that. Monitor some of these key injuries going into Sunday, and we'll get you next time on the Fantasy Lowdown.